News. I'm Laura Winters. In the headlines this Sunday morning, holiday shoppers in Austin, Texas say it was a chaotic scene as shots fired at a mall Saturday afternoon. Police say one person injured at Barton Creek Square Mall after two people got into a fight. Many people were at the mall to simply relax and get their picture taken with Santa Claus. Stormy weather in normally sunny Florida. The major pre-Christmas holiday storm pummeling the state with heavy rain and powerful wind. Tourists having to take cover instead of soaking up the sun on the beach. The system now making its way up the East Coast, threatening to make travel plans a mess. In Boston at the harbor Saturday night, folks busy celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party.
Our governor has ordered that we unload this tea. I say we oblige him!
Changing gears now, we turn to the race for president in 2024. Former President Trump on the campaign trail in Durham, New Hampshire, ahead of the primary in that state.
Hello, New Hampshire. I'm thrilled to be back in your beautiful state with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots.
He goes on to discuss the latest polls, which show him way ahead of Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis.
I saw where they said last week, Nikki Haley is surging. And then I said, oh, that's not good news. That's not good. But, and she is compared to him, but not compared to us. So we're like at 70. She's at 7. And she went up to 8.
And as for Nikki Haley, New Hampshire's Republican Governor Chris Sununu endorsing her.
Trump's leading. Everybody knows that. But in New Hampshire, everything's on the table. And as this consolidates, remember when we had 13 Republican candidates? We're really down to 3 or 4 at this point.
And I'm Laura Winters. You're listening to USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A new report on climate change.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it's highly likely that 2023 will be officially recognized as the hottest year on record. According to NOAA's National Centers for Environmental Information, there's a greater than 99% chance of surpassing the current record. With 2 weeks remaining in the year, NOAA notes that 2023 has been considerably warmer than 2016, which currently holds the record.
To USA News for your health now, it's winter, Americans are indoors, and germs are spreading. USA's John Schaefer with an alert from the CDC, where the director, Dr. Mandy Cohen, pushing vaccines.
The CDC is alerting healthcare providers about the urgent need to increase efforts in administering flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines. In an alert, the agency expressed concern that low vaccination rates, coupled with a rise in respiratory disease activity throughout the U.S., could potentially strain healthcare capacity. The CDC estimates that approximately 42% of children have received their flu shot, while the vaccination rate for adults is around 41%. I'm John Schaefer.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani says he'll appeal a $148 million defamation verdict after 10 hours of deliberations, a Washington, D.C. jury ordering Giuliani to pay the 2 Georgia election workers he's accused of defaming during Donald Trump's 2020 election defeat. The 2 women were absentee ballot counters in the state of Georgia. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.